And
he copied me, essentially.
That's correct. That's correct. And so what TAP does is it gives you the tools to remember your purpose, and to it gives you the fertilizer to grow whatever it is you want to grow. And it's all comes from what would we call it? It's a refinement of years and years and years and years of seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work. And the fact that you are a physical physician who has done surgery and has seen people and all of it, it's very different, by the way, in my opinion, than somebody who just takes a course and is teaching you how to live. You and I both know what this is in the clinic. We know what it is on someone's deathbed. We know what it is when someone is in labor. We know what it is when someone's bleeding to death. In other words, there's nowhere to hide when it comes to what we know. Because what you hear a lot of people say, well, you know, what do I know? Here, okay, this is something I want to talk about, because I've seen this over and over and over for decades in my career. And that is that the spiritual teachers, the human potential teachers, fall off the truck every single time when it comes to the physical body. Oh, well, okay, so all these principles of success, these all apply. But over here, no, that's just medical. That doesn't apply. I had a patient once, and I asked her what was going on in her life. She had bleeding between her periods. And she goes, well, I think this is just medical. And I said, you know what? I would have asked you what was going on in your life if you'd broken your leg. What you and I know is that the physical body, it literally tracks everything that goes on emotionally. And I would say to everybody listening, if you want to live your life with the full access to your potential, then you need to assume responsibility for everything that happens to your physical body. Everything, a muscle ache, a pain, a broken bone, all of it. Just assume, because this is practical. This is how I live. Assume that it's some message that your spirit is trying to get to you. Just assume that. Whatever it is such a healthy way to live. You're taking responsibility. And when you do, you bring in that power, that peace that passes understanding. You get an extra boost that you just don't get if you go through life feeling like there's nothing you can do and you're a victim. And I know right now, by the way, because I have doctor colleagues who are being visited by the Board of Registration in Medicine, who are getting subpoenaed, who are getting dragged out in the public square. I know all that is happening. I know how hard that is, but I also know it is time that each of us stopped working for the devil, period, end of story.
Well, your point, your first point that you made is so critical about taking responsibility for your body, taking responsibility for every aspect of your life, in fact, but especially when it comes to your body, because as James Allen in his book, As the Man Thinketh, wrote,
yep,
that the mind is the key and the body is nothing more than the slave to the mind. So if your body has an ailment and you want to fix it, you must first straighten up the mind, because if you don't straighten up the mind, the body is a slave to the mind. It's just going to follow the mind. So when you have an ailment, when you have a pain or something, the first thing is, instead of saying, oh my God, it hurts, oh my God, what's it? Oh, be grateful that you have a feedback mechanism that's telling you that there's something wrong here, and address it, look at it, do whatever you need to do, but don't approach it with, oh, why me? But rather, thank you, Creator, for giving me a sound system that is giving me feedback, letting me know that I need to address X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
That is see the energy difference in how, even just when I said that, I'm sure you guys can feel, right? Dr. Northrup, you could feel the difference in that same situation, but one, is a gratitude for something that you have that's guiding you, that, oh, the reason my leg's hurting and the reason it's painful is because maybe I have a stress fracture in a foot, my foot. And so now that I know that it hurts, it's giving me an opportunity to rest it and get it better, as opposed to what's happening with my foot, right? And focusing on it, poor me, what's going on with my foot? Does it mean that it's a feedback? Your body is a gift from source, from the universe of consciousness, from the creator. Treat it as such. Anytime you take a medicine or anything else into the body or vaccine, remember that you are superseding the innate intelligence that the ultimate engineer put in our system, and you are trying to bypass it, and that is not a smart thing to do. That's why I just don't want any drugs. One of my secret weapons of getting the results in my patients, I just get them off their drugs. That's all it is. Now, you can do it in a controlled way, but you just get them off their drugs. Now, the second point that you made, Dr. Northrup, when you were talking about with the definition of cancer, you know, it really comes down to choices that we have to make. And there's this one part that people don't recognize, but what really, really resonated with me about you was because you are present and you know when you're not shy about the spiritual connection, right? As Wayne Dyer once said, we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Right. And
when you start to understand that we are eternal, and you start to understand that, you know, we are getting communication from the collective consciousness all the time. So when I say collective consciousness, source, energy, creator, God, it's all the same. You know, I just don't choose the word Yahweh or Allah or Lord or whatever. It's all the same thing. I had one somebody saying, you know, Dr. Buttar, you know, it's not X, it's Y. It was like another word for God. And I was like, sometimes people just miss the boat. But the point I'm making is that the creator talks to all of us.
Yes.
All the time. That is the sixth sense that we've got. That's the gut feeling, right? It's intuition. And so when Dr. Northrup was talking about that she has always been open to that connection, and by being open to that connection, you are nurturing it. And the strange blessing that we get with this is the more we nurture it, the more we accept it, and the more we live within it, more of it, it gets more intense and it guides us even better. And so she knew what TAP was before even we formed a relationship and became friends. But here's the key thing that I would tonight, about 20 minutes before the webinar started, as I was writing some things down, it hit me. TAP stands for Transforming Abundance Potential, but literally it's an energetic tap, because there are people that are telling me, I didn't know why, but I knew I had to join.
Yeah,
and so that's literally it. So in the application, because everybody has to apply, in the application, there is a question about that. And it says, this may not be applicable for everybody, but if this means anything to you, tell us about if you felt a tap, because some people are feeling it. I have had people tell me that already. So this is an awakening. It's an opportunity to create an extraordinary level of success in all aspects of life. And it isn't just financial. It's not just personal health. I'm focused a lot on the financial aspect and the personal health aspect, but there are many other aspects that come along with this: personal relationships, spiritual aspects, all these different components, how to trust yourself, how to trust others, open up for the endless possibilities. I had, after the first days of our training, when we opened up TAP before, and TAP was only supposed to be opened up once, that was it, that was the original plan. But we had over 1,100 people that joined. We had, at the end, when it was all said and done, we had about 1,050 people. And one of the questions that I asked, well, people were saying, you know, if my so-and-so wants to join TAP and they didn't get in time, and, you know, when's TAP going to be opened up again? I said, guys, it's not supposed to be opened up again. Well, it was so many questions came in like that. Then we put it out to the vote to the membership during the second day of training, and 780 people on the webinar, because we knew we only had less than 1,100 members, voted to open TAP up again in the future. So now we're opening up TAP again, but this is it. We're not going to open it up again. And this is basically a collective force that is going to change the world. That's what the plan is. All right. So the component within TAP that I wanted to kind of touch on is to create the world that we want.
Yes.
To create the outcome that we desire, because we, again, by definition, are creators. And so therefore, we will create what we want. It is completely up to us, guys. So I want you to remember this other aspect. Then some people may be listening to me going, he's crazy. How can I create that outcome that I want? I don't control anything. Listen to these words and let them be etched into your brain forever. And if you really love your kids, then make sure they believe this. Then make sure you ingrain this in their minds. And it is this. If your mind can conceive of a thought, by definition, you are able to accomplish it. Because if you were not able to accomplish it, if your raw cognitive ability was not able to contemplate that thought, if your body wasn't able to capable of creating it, you would have never been able to even come up with that idea. So the mere fact that you think of something, it means you can achieve it. Because if you couldn't achieve it, your brain doesn't have the power to actually create that thought in your head. The only way you can create that thought in your head is if you have the power to achieve it. So we have the power to achieve it. I'm not looking for millions of people to join TAP. I only want the key people that feel the TAP that are going to help make the change the world's waiting for. And that's what TAP's about. Now, listen, guys, I learned one thing about the Pareto Principle. Dr. Northup, you probably know the Pareto Principle. I think it's called pronounced Pareto Principle. Have you heard that before?
What is that, the 80-20 rule? Heard that.
That's right. That's exactly what it is, the 80-20 rule.
Yeah.
In actuality, I think in reality, it's more like 95-5% rule. It's like 95% of your effort. Probably like 99.1 is probably what it is. But 95% of your effort will yield 5% of your results. Whereas 5% of your effort will yield 95% of your results. 95% of your followers will only take up 5% of your time. But 5% of your followers will take up 95% of your time. It's this rule that anything that you apply to, that 95% will be a result of 5%, and that 5% will be the result of 95%. So from a effort standpoint, I would like to figure out, what is the 5% that yields 95% of my result in my world? Because then the other 95% of my effort time, I'm going to use it for other things like sleeping, enjoying life, fishing. I haven't been doing that, but I've realized I'm not working smart, because if I can get 95% of my results with only 5% of my effort, and the other 95% of my effort I'm spinning in the ground, why am I doing that? So that's how the Pareto Principle works. Now, I found that when we launched TAP, we had all these people that joined, and they loved it, but then about 55 to 60 people wanted refunds, and we issued them the refunds, no problem. But I found that those were the people that were taking up 95% of the time. They would ask for the refunds. They would get their money.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay. They would ask for their money back, which we gave them the money back. But then they were trying to get into our system. Then they would complain that they're not able to get into the system, went into the portal, but they'd already gotten their money back. And then the hassle, and it was like a nightmare. So here's what we've decided. I'm going to give that first day of training, that 5 hours, free to everybody. With me, have that shopping cart open. It's only going to be open for a couple of days. You can join. Once you join, and once that shopping cart closes down, that first day of training is over, there are no refunds anymore. I'm not dealing with that nonsense. If you don't know that this is the right thing, if you don't feel it, don't join. It's not for you, okay? But I am not going to deal with that riffraff mentality, because that is not what I want, and your money is not important enough. In fact, there's no money that's important enough for me to deal with that type of idiocy, literally. If you guys want a guarantee in life, remember, there's no guarantee in life, guys. The only person that can guarantee your outcome is you. And if you're not willing to bet on yourself, then don't join TAP. Move on. You want a guarantee, go join Tony Robbins or, you know, whatever else. This is not about, I don't know why I said that. I should know. Anyway, you know, what's funny is I got to tell you something funny. One of my friends, Brad's Leaf, he has a online platform of teaching, and one of his clients happens to be Tony. And when the videos, I started putting out the original videos about a year ago, he sent apparently one of my videos to Tony Robbins. And Tony Robbins says, yeah, I know this guy. I've seen his videos, and yeah, it's good stuff, but he's a bit too extreme for me. And I was like, what? Tony Robbins said I'm too, I mean, that is like the best compliment that Tony Robbins could have given me. But anyway, that was what it was. But yeah, no disrespect to Tony Robbins or anybody else. My point is, if you want a guarantee in life and you're not willing to bet on yourself, you're not willing to feel the truth and move forward, I don't want you in the program. So this time there will be no refunds. If you join, you join. You don't, and if you don't want to join, or you're hesitant about that, or, well, what am I going to do about the, well, guess what, guys? In fact, there's going to be a document that you're going to have to sign saying that I understand that when I come in that there's no refunds. And if I try to get a refund, that I am guilty of trying to commit fraud. That's going to be one of those things. People told me, you know, I had my operating officer tell me, you can't do that. I said, why can't I? He goes, it's because you're going to offend people. I said, like, I haven't offended people before. He goes, no, but I'm serious. You're going to offend people. And I said, the only people I'm going to offend are the people that are going to be trying to commit fraud. Because the rest of the people, it doesn't matter. They already know. They already know the truth. They already feel it. They already want to be there. This is just to eliminate that riffraff. So anyway, that's just one of the things that, you know, I thought about. And there's so many things that I want to talk about with TAP. But I love the fact that you brought up this thing with the mindset aspect in the beginning of our talk. That was the part that compelled you and that motivated you. And I can't tell you, I would love to be able to say that I had all these plans and figured this all out. I can't say that because none of that's true. It's that on January 20th, which was the day the president took over, the new president, the old president left, January 20th happens to be my birthday. And on my birthday, when I thought something was gonna happen, nothing happened, it hit me. Bruce Lipton and I've just been talking, and it hit me that we can create the outcome that we want. And so this whole idea of TAP was born then. 5 days later, on my son's birthday, Abby, I formulated everything. I tested the hypothesis, and we at a energy retreat that I was at in Cuixmala in Mexico with a focus group of about 40 people. I came back on February the 9th, and on February the 11th, I launched TAP. Now, this is, everybody was telling me why it wouldn't work. From January 20th to February 9th, everybody and their mother told me why it wouldn't work. I launched it. I shut it down on February 16th, and the rest is history. We had an enormous success. So I don't need to do this, guys. I'm a doctor. I'm dealing with the political BS. I love life. I don't need any of this, but you know why I did it? Why I did TAP? What was my motivation for TAP? It was my sons. It was my children.
Mm.
I said my sons, but I've got three children. My eldest, my daughter, for whatever reason, you know, you talked about those fractured relationships. My daughter doesn't talk to me. I have no idea why. Don't know what happened. But I did it for my children because I want them to have the best chance of having the freest and most incredible life possible. And I believe that every human being on this planet has a fiduciary and ethical responsibility to leave the planet better than they found it. And for me personally, I'm motivated by my children that I want them to have a better life. I want them to have a safe life. And so both my sons, fortunately for me, you know, they've pretty much like, they know that this COVID thing is not an issue. In fact, my eldest son was crying, and I didn't know what happened. This was a year and a half ago, but he's a student of the financial markets and he's just incredible. And he was crying. He was devastated because he said, Dad, so many people don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And he goes, they don't see what's about to happen. They don't see it. That, you know, this is, they just see some pandemic or whatever. They don't see really what the orchestration behind this is to take away our autonomy, to take away our sovereignty. And guys, unless you are sadly asleep, the reason the United States, and I was talking from a global perspective, but the reason the United States is the focus right now is because the United States is the only nation that you have the right to bear arms. It is the Second Amendment that is keeping the entire world safe and the powers that be at bay right now. That's the only thing, because had we not had the Second Amendment, we would be just like everybody else. The way the US goes, so does the rest of the world. In fact, I was a resident. I moved out of the U.S. when I thought Clinton was going to get elected. I moved to New Zealand. I became a resident of New Zealand. I became a permanent resident of New Zealand. And in 2020, right before the pandemic, I came back to pick up my son and I had to give a lecture in Anakopoko. And that's when things started changing. And I was like, the best place to be is in the United States. And that's not because great political system or because of the illusion of freedom. It's because of the right to bear arms, because our forefathers foretold, they could see what was going to happen. So again, you know, we've kind of gone into medicine, we've talked about spirituality, we've gone talking about politics, but really this is all about empowering you to live your fullest life, to live your power, and to give you the guidance that's necessary for you to unleash yourself so that you can really, really, really see what the Creator meant for you. And you won't even recognize yourself. I've got people, you know, we had people that sent back videos after the first day of training. I started to say this before, and I just figured I'd have a couple of people that would put out, you know, send some videos. I had no idea. We had over 300 people that submitted videos. And some of these videos are so overwhelming. I mean, some of them just brought me to tears. In fact, you can go to Tap Into Reality, tapintoreality.com. It's tap I-N to the number two reality.com, and you can see some of those videos. But I'm going to go ahead, and Dr. Northup, if you have anything else you'd like to share, you know, I kind of started talking the last 10 minutes and I didn't take a breath. So anything that you want to say, please.
Here's what I know, what I absolutely know. When I was going through a divorce and didn't know that a divorce was a lawsuit, this is really true. I had no idea. I didn't even know the difference between a plaintiff and a defendant. And I really thought that I was going to lose my house, and I wanted my daughter's lives to be as stable as possible. And I did not want to lose the house, and I didn't know how I was going to pull it off. And I read Think and Grow Rich like my life depended on it. And I followed everything in the book to a T, and it turned my life around. One of the things about TAP is it's Napoleon Hill 2.0. These are the immutable laws of the universe, whether there's COVID, whether there's global psychopaths or not. These are the laws of the universe, and they still apply. And right now, as we are at the great wheat separated from the chaff, the people who can see it need the tools to create heaven on earth. We are going to have to do that. And I believe that the people who are called, who were tapped to be here, are the people who are going to do this thing. And we humans have the capability of doing it. Whether or not you do it, it's completely up to you. And I love what you have people sign. I love it. It read like a, you know, a PMA, Private Membership Association, getting back to natural law, where you say, when you sign up, I am taking full responsibility for my experience. One of the reasons we've gotten into the situation we're in is that we have taught people from day one that they don't have to take responsibility. The government's responsible. Your doctor's responsible. Your parents are responsible. No, the power comes from you taking 100% responsibility for your experience. And invariably, in my years of taking care of patients, the people who were the most grateful for me are the ones who I swear did it all themselves. And the people right. who sued me and did and made my life a living hell, they were the ones you couldn't do right by. There was no amount of giving. There was no amount of care. There was no amount of anything that would have worked for them. And it goes back to your Prada principle, 95-5. So,
I agree.
Yeah. So this is an opportunity. And I guess what I would say is you'll know. You'll just know whether this is right for you or not. And so we're not, I don't want to sell you anything. your spirit.
Actually, that's so beautifully said, because that's exactly it. You will know. And if you don't know, then maybe it's not meant for you. But right. if you know, you'll know. And that's all. Now, you guys can't join. Nobody can join, but there are a couple of things. And I told you about the gifts that I want to share with you guys. And these are, I'm not giving you these gifts because, hey, I'm going to get something out of it, or Dr. North is going to get something out of it. I want to give you these gifts because even if you don't join TAP, I know that something drove you here, and I want to empower you, and I want to bless you, and I want you to bless somebody else. I want you to pay forward and pay it back and help somebody else if this helps you, if this information helps you. So while we go over this for the coaches, if you guys can take the questions that you want to have us answer, Dr. Northup and myself answer, we'll go through that question and answer. But let me go through these things first. So the first thing is the tapintoreality.com vault. I talked to you guys about the scrolls in the beginning. I showed you what one of the scrolls was. Every day, you're going to get one of these scrolls. If you want to do this, you have to go to tapintoreality.com/vault and you subscribe to it. It's no cost. It doesn't cost you any money. And once you start doing the, once you subscribe, every day you'll get an email and you'll get a link to a page where you can download that day's vault, that day's scroll, excuse me, scroll. So we have a vault full of 50 scrolls. Everyone gets the first 17, no matter who you are. The remaining 33 are only going to be for TAP members, but at least you have 17. I want you to read those scrolls when you get them. It's only one page. It's very simple. Read it. After you read it again later on in the day, and then read it one more time before you retire at bedtime. Next morning, read it again. And then when you get the next day's scroll, do the same thing. It's 17 scrolls in 17 days. You be the judge and see whether there's a difference. But I want to ingrain those principles within your mind. So that's at the tapintoreality.com/vault. Remember, it's tap into the number two, not INTO, but IN, the number two reality.com/vault. So that's a gift from me and from Dr. Northrup. The second thing is you have to apply for TAP. If you want to be in TAP, now we have over 6,000 people, actually over 7,800 people on a waiting list to be in TAP. Now, when I say in a waiting list, they've opted in and they want more information TAP, but we're, the plan is that we will have about 10,000 people before this is all said and done that are on the list, but TAP will probably only be open for about, I'm thinking between 2,000 and 3,000 people. I don't know yet. It all depends on what we can actually handle, meaning that I want to make sure that everyone that comes in, we are able to provide them with the same level of service. Now, there are probably some TAP members already on here, but there is a portion of TAP that even the TAP members don't know about this because they didn't know about the vault, but there's another component, and that's a personal development component. Nobody knows about this. In fact, you know what? I'm even going to talk about it. It'll be something that you guys will discover if you become, it's not going to be relevant to you if you're not part of TAP, but if you are relevant, if you are a member of TAP, you will discover it as soon as you join, but you have to apply to TAP. And so you go to tapintoreality.com/apply. You can apply on the form. It'll take you about 15, 20 minutes, but guys, do me a favor. If you're just going to go through this, I was thinking about actually having people apply first and then they'd get access to the vault. And I decided, no, some people are just going to fill out the application just to get to the vault and they're not going to be serious about it. So I said, I'm just going to give it to them. But if you are really serious about TAP, then apply and put some thought into your answers because it's going to determine who's going to be picked. I'm going to be picking those people. And there's certain key questions in there that I'm going to know right away. Now, I don't want you to make up anything either. I want you to be honest, but there is going to be an application process. So if you're interested in applying, that's how you apply. And the third thing, the last thing is the, when you get, well, actually, before I get to the third thing, in the, when you go to tapintoreality.com, if you just, if you don't type in the vault or the apply, if you just go to tapintoreality.com, you will see a bunch of different videos and there's 13 pages of videos. Just watch some of those videos. Many of those videos will inspire you. It will show you what it means when a person discovers their own power. It's so powerful. Like I said, I was overwhelmed by some of those videos. So it's a great inspirational resource for you to listen to because it gets you motivated. So you'll have access to that. There's no charge for that. There's no charge for the vault. And then you can apply to TAP if you want to. The application process will get filed away. And when we launch TAP, which I'm not sure exactly when, as I said, but I plan on doing it before Thanksgiving. Currently, we'll probably open it up as soon as we have 10,000 people on the waiting list. And why am I doing it that way? You know, some people would say, well, that's a marketing ploy. Well, maybe it's a marketing ploy, maybe it's not. But guys, here's the thing. I want to take the best of the best, okay? I am not, when I say the best of the best, I'm not talking about the tallest person or the richest person or the person that's, you know, got the biggest following on YouTube or whatever. When I say the best person, I mean the best person that's aligned mentally and ready to do what is necessary to unleash their potential. If you have ever felt a deep feeling within your chest that you were destined for greatness, that there was something that was going to happen sometime down the line that would allow you to then raise up and be able to impact the world, this is it. Those are the people I'm looking for, okay? You may be homeless right now. You may not have any education, you may not have any money, you may not have any resources, but if you felt that, then that's the person I want. Now, there's going to be a lot of opportunities that are coming with TAP2. And these opportunities, what I'm talking about, these opportunities, these are investment aspects, they're vehicles that are going to allow you to take $1 and turn it into five and five into 50 and 50 into, you know, 5 million type of thing. And that's happening. We are on the cutting edge of a number of different technologies that are all disruptive. So you will have access to all these things too as TAP members, but I want to make sure I get the right people in. I know that the people that are going to come in are going to be blessed, but I want to make sure that we're bringing in the right people. And what I mean by that is you'll notice in the questions I'm asking, what are you going to do for TAP? How are you going to contribute to TAP? Why should you be picked over somebody else for TAP? So look at that and fill it in. But if you're going, don't, only fill it in if you're going to be serious about it. Okay. Don't try to go in there and just superficially answer. And I thought that could be a possibility. And that's the reason I flipped it and said people can get access to the vault without doing the application. So you don't have to now apply. You don't have, if you know that you're not going to join, don't even click on that link, get the vault stuff and move on with your life. And I wish you the best. Now, the last thing I want to share with you guys is the Advanced Medicine Platform, a tool called the Ahead Map tool. Some of you already know about this if you're my followers, but for Dr. Northrup's followers, the Advanced Health Evaluation and Assessment for Detoxification Medical Assessment Program, that's the Ahead Map, is literally one of the most amazing tools ever developed. And of course, I'm biased because I was one of the doctors that was, it was my idea and I started it, but we have over 550 years of clinical experience backing it, meaning myself and the 17 other doctors that contributed to it. It's been in formulation for over 20 years. I will not see a patient. In fact, in the last 8 years, I have not seen a patient in my clinic unless they fill out the Ahead Map first. So the Ahead Map will essentially allow you to do two things. One, it will allow you to measure efficacy of whatever treatment that you're going through, whether it's standing on your head, chanting a mantra or chemotherapy or drugs or whatever, it doesn't make any difference. It's natural, it's not natural. It will allow you to measure the efficacy of whatever that treatment is and also to see whether you're getting better or worse using that treatment. And the other thing that it does is it allows you to see which organs of detoxification are under duress, under burden. That's basically what the Head Map's doing. It allows you to assess the ability of your system, the detoxification pathways, to handle whatever's going on. And what I have found is that if I just upregulate those organs of detoxification, whether it's cancer, heart disease, arthritis, neurodegenerative disease, diabetes, whatever it is, if I can upregulate those organs of detoxification, if I can support those organs of detoxification, guess what? Your symptomology will reduce. Our studies that we've done in-house, we have found a 93.7% reduction in symptomology within 60 days of people implementing our protocols, following the Ahead Map. Now, of course, these are following our protocols. You don't have to follow our protocols. You can follow any protocol you want, but the Ahead Map tool, which has been assessed at $300 every time you take it by a third-party independent actuarial analyst for an insurance company, it's free to you guys. I started having people approach me about 4 years ago offering big money for the Ahead Map, like companies, big money. And I realized how powerful of a tool this was. And that's why I decided I'm just going to give it to the world. You can access it anytime you want, 100% free. If you want to use our protocols and how we deal with treat those things, then of course you'd have to purchase those protocols. You can't do that unless you join the IADFW, the International Association for a Disease-Free World. And right, it's $99 a year, but right now if you join, you get bumped up to a lifetime membership, so you never have to pay again. Plus you get the Map to Get Ahead program, which includes a whole bunch of DVDs, books, and other resources. It's about a $2,600 value, including a free consultation with one of my coaches. And that Ahead Map is completely free to you. Just go to advancedmedicine.com. However, you will need an invitation code to be able to access it, to unlock it. And your invitation code that will allow you to access the Ahead Map, if you have a desire to do so, would be 144582. 144582. Just write that down. I should have actually typed it out there. 144-144-582. That is the invitation code. And that is being brought to you as a courtesy. You're getting that for free as a courtesy to Dr. Northrup. She's allowing you to have access to the Head Map. If you are a doctor watching this right now, which there's a lot of doctors on here, and you want to be able to use the Head Map in your own practice, you can do so. You just need to identify that you're a provider as you come through, you know, for a doctor or for a dentist, for any type of healthcare provider, chiropractor, just need to identify that. And then we'll charge you like $100,000 a week to be able to provide that to your clientele. No, I'm kidding. It's completely free to you as well. As providers, you also get to use this. So not only can you use it for yourself and for your family, but you can use it for your patients, for your clients, and there's never a charge for that. And I know many doctors that are using the head map, and they said it's radically shifted their practice, because now the focus is understanding what organs of detoxification are being I don't want to say traumatized, but are under duress, and helping to support, knowing which organs need to be supported. And by supporting them, they see an improvement in individuals. And if you just focus in on that, it doesn't make any difference what the pathology is. I'm not saying that's going to get rid of the pathology. In some cases it does, but I'm saying that it will start to create a different system, because now the system, the elimination system, is being supported. The detoxification system is being supported, which then allows and helps the body to start to recuperate. Remember, the body has an innate intelligence to self-heal. The problem is we get in the way. So we need to get out of the way. We need to get all the things that shouldn't be in the body out of the system, and then the rest of it will follow. So those are your free gifts. Tap into reality.com, the vault. All you have to do is go there, subscribe to it. If you want to get inspired, watch those videos on tapintoreality.com. You don't have to add any kind of suffix to it. If you want to apply for Tap Into Reality, I would suggest you do it sooner rather than later, because once those doors open up, when we open up the shopping cart, which will probably be sometime right before Thanksgiving, it's only going to be open for a couple of days. And I'm saying a couple of days, guys. It may be only open for one day. It may only be open for 8 hours, because as soon as we hit our numbers, we're done. It's not going to be opened up again. So, but I'm not opening that up yet. So just be aware of that. And then of course the advancedmedicine.com platform, where you can access the head map. A head map stands again for Advanced Health Evaluation and Assessment for Detoxification Medical Assessment Program. So with that, I am going to now let the coaches pitch us the questions that have come in so that we can answer people's questions. And I think, Tiffany, are you there, or Eric, Aaron?
Yeah. I've got some questions. One thing is the website is not showing up at the moment. I think some people have been able to get on. I cannot. I think it's just swamped at the moment. So just saying to people to check back later on that.
You know, it's very possible. We've actually had, I thought that we wouldn't have this problem, but I have had this happen before. We've had so many people hit the website at one time, it just shuts it down. So if that's the case, I apologize, but it's not the first time this has happened. So let me see if it's pulling up for me. Yeah, it's not pulling up for me right now either. It's very, very slow. So guys, if that's the case, I apologize. It's just because, you know, most websites had a couple of hundred people hitting it one time. And if you can imagine 500 or 1,000 people hitting the site, that's what's happening. So I apologize for that, but it shouldn't be. We'll make sure that it's up. This is not the first time this has happened, Dr. Northrup. So I guess that's a good thing that you have.
Yeah, people I'm sure. Down. Yeah, that all makes right. sense.
So I know for IADFW members, if you're signing up, great that you're an IADFW member. When you sign up for the application for TAP, just use the same email that you have with the IADFW. That will cut down on issues for us on the back end.
Yes, in fact, during the process of application, you will notice there's a question that asks about the email, and it says specifically, if you've already created an account on Advanced Medicine, which is a free account, or you're an IADFW member, please use the same email address. Many people use different email addresses, and that creates a problem because the system will not recognize you as having already had a platform. So when we go back in and you join TAP and we turn on the TAP portal, which is another huge resource, you will not get access. So make sure that you use the same email address as you did when you joined Advanced Medicine or the IADFW. If you haven't done that, you've never been there before, then don't worry about it. Just use the same email address for both.
There are a lot of people who are not sure if their application has been received, and this has been happening for a couple of weeks. Is there a way to check that it has been received and that they're on the list?
Okay, they're on a list, but they would not have, nobody has applied. And the reason nobody's applied is because I have just finished the application process about an hour before the webinar. So there's no way that anybody could have applied, because last year, or last time when TAP had opened up, we The application process was just a one-page form. So if that's what they're referring to, no, that doesn't count. There is a complete new application, and everybody has to go through that process. And let me see if I can pull that up so you guys can see it, since the website is not responding. This is, you know, it's funny because that's the last thing you want to do is have the website not working, but it's also an incredible blessing because it shows me how many people are hitting the site.
Yeah.
So let me see if I can pull up and show you guys what the application looks like. So while I'm doing that, Tiffany, you have a, why don't you or Aaron or Eric, let's go with the next question.
So just to get this clear with this. So if someone has already, someone's already on that list and they've already signed up for the notifications, the application will be separate. Do they need to go to that, add the /apply and apply again? Or they just, once they're on the list, they'll be notified when the application is ready?
So let's be, I'll be very clear. Nobody has applied for TAP. You have to go to tapintoreality.com/apply. So that's the only way to get in. And I'm going to show you guys what that looks in. When you said that if they've already applied, nobody has applied because there was no application process. It was just getting on a list to be notified. But you could be notified. We open up the cart. Guess what, guys? You can go and pay for it 10 times over. You will just get your money refunded because you never applied. It is only going to be selected based upon those that apply. So that's the first step. You have to apply. There's no cost to apply. So we could have 5,000 or 10,000 people that apply. And then from that poor process, we will decide who we'll open the card up to. And so we may say, okay, of the 9,000 people that we found, of the 10,000 that applied, 9,000 people completed the form. Of those 9,000, 6,000, we feel meet the criteria that we want in our organization. They completed everything. We find that they would be contributing members of TAP. Then those 6,000 people will be notified that here's a shopping cart, and the first 3,000 people that are in, get in. And that's basically how it's going to be. So nobody has applied yet. No matter what you think, you haven't applied. Until you fill this form out, it has not. There's no application. There's only one person that's applied. That was me. And that was when I was testing it to make sure the form was live. Nobody's even seen it yet. So is that clear?
Yes, it's clear now. So the people who are on that wait list, if they're not in the webinar, they will receive a notification to go and apply. But if you're on the webinar, apply.
Yes. And everybody has to go through the same process, whether they've been on the list for a year or today was the first time they even heard about this and stumbled on here, this the same process. So being on a list is not the same thing as applying. Okay, just like dying with COVID versus dying from COVID is not the same thing. It's the same thing here. Being on the list, it's not mean that you've applied. I knew that you'd like that, Christian.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, man.
Well, can you repeat the invitation code for the IADFW?
Yeah, the invitation code again was 144. Is that what you said, Aaron? You want to have it repeated?
Yes, please.
144582. 144582.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I don't know why. I mean, it's like literally my entire internet is not responding right now, but at least the webinar is going, so that's good. Okay, next question.
I have a question from Dominique Vaz. Is this self-paced with lifetime access, or is it time sensitive where you have to attend trainings at specific times?
Wow, that is one of the best questions, and I'm so glad somebody asked that. So once you're a TAP member, you're a TAP member for life, all right? We're not going to be opening up every year. I actually believe that in the next year, 2 years, the TAP membership will be sold and bought as a commodity because we're only going to have that finite number of TAP members. And so when somebody leaves, that's the only way somebody can come in if they decide to leave. But the value of it will change with time. So it's actually going to become a commodity. So it's a lifetime membership, and you will have lifetime access to all the content. The information that's being added on is not time sensitive. There are things that you can progress at your own pace, but there will be certain things that we do. If you don't have time or you've got another obligation that is going to cause an interruption, that's not an issue, not a problem, because everything will be recorded. It may take a couple of days to get the recording up on the TAP portal, but there is a TAP portal and all those videos will be archived there. So great, great question. It is not something that is, it's not a destination that we're getting to. This is a journey. So I want you to understand the difference between that. It's not 8 weeks and then you're going to be here. This is an ongoing process. There were people whose lives were transformed within the first 24 hours of joining TAP. And the only reason I know that is because I got those videos and they told me. And then within weeks, you know, things started happening. There are other people that, you know, from a just a raw financial standpoint, they returned their investment multiple times over within just a couple of months. But the investment of the actual goal of TAP is to have every TAP member becoming financially independent. And so what does that mean, financially independent? Well, everybody's financial independence is going to be different. Everybody's definition of financial independence is going to be different. And so there's one of the presentations that I did a couple of months ago that actually defines, how do you define your definition of financial independence? What is that number exact? And it goes through a formulation, an actual formula for you to determine what financial independence would be for you. And then we start the process of helping people to get there. So it's not a destination, it's a journey. It is not time sensitive. And yet, remember, it is time sensitive because we're only here on this planet for a finite amount of time. So it's all about choices. So what choices are you making, right? Make the good choices, make the right choices, then move fast because life is short. Guys, if I died right now, I truly believe I've already lived three lifetimes. I believe that this life, I've lived three lifetimes. I've had that blessed of a life. But I am constantly, I mean, I get up in the morning with an urgency, like I'm behind schedule, because I know that I've got so much to do, right? So it's time sensitive from that standpoint. Now, I'm going to tell you guys something else. I can't give you the specifics, but today Dr. Northrup mentioned about the court case and that great attorney and then the judge because he's been bought, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So today I had a scheduled meeting in person, which got changed to being a Zoom meeting. And I will tell you, okay, Dr. Northrup, do you know who David Martin is?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So some of you may know who David Martin is. So when Plandemic came out, the second version of Plandemic, the second episode, the second iteration, I was filmed for it and spent 2 days up there doing all the filming. And then all of a sudden it completely changed. I was just mentioned and they showed me for a couple of seconds, but the second Plandemic was all about David Martin, not about him, but him speaking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. He's amazing. He really is. And so the call, I was on stage with General Flynn about 2 weeks ago in Salt Lake City, and David was there and he gave just a smoking presentation. And afterwards we were talking and he said something to me that we both just started laughing. He goes, you know, Rashid, I'm just so tired of people just talking. He goes, you know, it's time that we did something. And so today I had a gentleman who some of you may know, he was in the movie Vaxxed. He's an attorney. He's a former DA for Bexar County. I won't say his name because there's a reason I'm bringing this up, but he's a very good friend. He was on the call. A couple of other people that are ex-CIA, FBI, special operators, David and myself. And it was all about a strategy of how we're going to deal with this nonsense. And I am so happy to tell you that our strategy, I believe from a chess standpoint, is the ultimate strategy. It is, there's no, even if we stumble and we fall, we'll still win. It's that. And it takes all the inflammatory aspects, all the political correctness, all the COVID and the minutia of science and, you know, hey, is this scientific? Is this not scientific? It takes it all away because it's not going to be anything that anybody's going to argue about. It's amazing. And everyone that's going to be part of TAP, guess what? They're going to help us get there. So it's really, it's literally like changing the world. Okay. Not figuratively, but literally. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and ask anybody have other questions that we need to answer? It's the internet's moving really slow here for some strange reason, but I am going to pull up the form so you guys can see what the application looks like, okay? I haven't forgotten you, Tiffany.
Are you accepting people from outside the US?
Absolutely. We have members in TAP all over the world. All over the world. Every corner of the world, we have a TAP member. It's incredible. It's absolutely mind-blogging. We have so many members of TAP that are in the European Union and in Asia. We've got two TAP members that are out of Russia, if I'm not mistaken. We've got TAP members all over the world. No more questions? That's it?
I've got one here. Is Dr. Northrop a part of this program? And is she teaching in it?
Well, I have
Dr. Northrop doesn't know this. Go ahead.
I did an interview with you that's in it, but I don't know what your plans are, Dr. Bitar. You know, you're a clever one.
Dr. Northrop was, so part of the TAP component is that, you know, I'm taking all my information and all my, what I've learned over the years, and I've combined it, but I've also taken, just like Napoleon Hill was appointed by Andrew Carnegie, because remember, Carnegie was one of the wealthiest people on the planet, and Carnegie tasked Napoleon Hill to talk to the most successful people on the planet and find out what the definition of success was and what the keys to success were. So he interviewed people like Henry Ford and Thomas Edison and all sorts of different people. He interviewed a whole bunch of different people. Well, I did the same thing. So Dr. Northrop was one of those people that I chose to interview, and I asked her what her definition of success was. So I've talked to a lot of different doctors, Dr. Bruce Lipton. We've talked with certain athletes. One of the guys we talked to was he's the only person that has four world championship titles in boxing in four different weight classes.
Wow.
Okay. Mikey Garcia. We've talked with people in business that have just done incredible things. People, in fact, Olivia Newton-John is supposed to be one of the people that I'll be talking with. We had to reschedule, but she accomplished greatness in the music and film industry, and then she got cancer and she overcame her cancer. Actually, there was some other aspects with the cancer aspect that there's a personal component there, but one of my very close friends who's no longer with us on this planet was very much involved in taking care of her. So Olivia and I have been friends for some time now, and I wanted to have Olivia talk about her definition of success. So we've got business tycoons, we've got world-class athletes, we've got world-class physicians, we've got all sorts of different people, and everyone's definition of success is different, but the amazing thing is the common characteristics are all the same. The common denominators are exactly the same. And so it's extremely, extremely empowering to see what is happening and how it's happening and how all these principles are universal principles. As Dr. Northrop said, this is Napoleon Hill 2.0. It literally is Napoleon Hill 2.0. So it's a combination of many different things. And Dr. Northrop is, for me personally, when Dr. Northrop joined, there was a validation for me. You know, it was like a test. And when Dr. Northrop joined, and she doesn't know this, but yes, she is going to be helping to teach, as there are going to be other people that are going to be contributing, because I'm under no illusion that I have all the answers, but I definitely want to have the right people teaching. I can't control the world. I can't even control the state or the city that I'm in, but I can control the type of information that's going into the minds of those that are in TAP and those that follow me. And I want to infuse those thoughts with empowerment coming from not just me, but from every other source of power I can find. And Dr. Northrop is clearly one of those sources of power. Mm-hmm.